Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for January 2nd. I'm your host, Paul White. Today we will deal with Paul's instructions about resurrection from 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to start somewhere around verse 14, try to make our way down a few verses. Before I do that, let me give you a heads up that tomorrow is Friday, and we are bringing you a long-form Friday to start the new year. I'll tell you the details tomorrow, but just to give you the heads up that we'll have a much longer podcast than usual, probably close to or right about an hour, maybe not quite, but I'm going through that one today to get it ready for you tomorrow. Anyhow, that's coming up for your enjoyment, and I'm going to try to do as many long-form Fridays in this year as I can. I try to do them on various things. I'd like to do some more sit-down, back-and-forth conversations. I don't like to call them interviews. I'd rather call them conversations, and we'll try to set some more of those up through this year. Anyhow, that's tomorrow, the 3rd of January, and then on Saturday, the 4th, I'll give you a heads-up. We'll get back into the text, but I'll give you a heads-up for what's coming up on the Sunday edition of our long sermons. 1 Corinthians 15, 14, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty, yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. Pretty straightforward. A couple of things that I want to bring out. One, Paul believes in a physical resurrection of the man Christ Jesus. He believes that the Christ that he is preaching about, teaching about, and serving is not a dead man, but a living man. For Paul, any other version would make for empty preaching and empty faith, because what would we be preaching about if he is dead, and what would we be believing in if he is dead? And also, Paul says we would be false witnesses of God because we would testify to a resurrection that didn't happen, which would make them false witnesses or false prophets. And so for Paul, the resurrection is the keystone event of Christianity. Without the resurrection, and you could say, well, the cross is the keystone event because without the cross, there is no resurrection. But the cross is not unusual in that all men die. The cross is the end of Jesus's life on the earth. It's more than that. Oh, decidedly more than that. It's the judgment against sin and evil. The prince of the world is judged. It's the expression of the love of God, love put on display. It's the snapping of an old covenant. A lot's happening. But we all die. No one standing at the cross was stunned that Jesus died. I'm not saying his disciples weren't stunned it was over or that they weren't hurt, but you don't get stunned. You're shocked if someone you know dies, but it's not because they die, because people don't die. It's because they died, and it affects us personally. But we're not shocked people die. We would be beyond shocked if people rose from the dead. So if you get a phone call today that said, so-and-so that you went to high school with died, you would think, oh, that's terrible. And if you were close to them, you might be physically moved or emotionally moved. But you're not entirely shocked. But if you received a phone call that said, hey, remember so-and-so died last weekend? Yeah. They resurrected today. Now that would be, well, there's no words. Well, your first response would be, no, they didn't. You just straight up wouldn't believe it. No, they didn't. So when I say that Paul believed the resurrection was the cornerstone of the new covenant, the keystone moment of the new covenant, I say that because it's the most shocking thing the new covenant has to offer, the possibility of new creation. Paul's theology gets better rounded out by 2 Corinthians, where he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You see, for Paul, who had already established that when Christ died, all died, for Paul, the purpose of the cross was to get us to an empty tomb. The purpose of the totally expected death of Jesus gets us to the explosion of the totally unexpected resurrection of Jesus. And the resurrection is that thing that matters the most. 16, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. In other words, if resurrection is an impossibility, then Jesus could not have resurrected. Paul's making a very interesting argument. If Christ raised, then raising is a possibility. If Christ didn't raise, then you'd have the argument that resurrection's not a possibility, because if anybody was going to raise, it was going to be Christ. For Christ to not have raised, now comes a very important theological point, verse 17. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. And there's the kicker. There's the important verse. I don't want to be, and I know I definitely run the risk of being melodramatic more than once, but I don't want to be, but man, it's hard not to be overly dramatic with verse 17. It's so important. It's one of the most important theological points of the New Testament. It's honestly one of the points of the New Testament that forces you to either be a believer or not. Like, you can believe in all of the metaphoric imagery of the New Testament. You can believe in the implications of a crucified man. You can believe in the allegorical story of a resurrected man on the earth, how it's possible to recreate yourself. But if you take 1 Corinthians 15, 17 serious, then the cross is more than the death of a man accused of blasphemy. And the resurrection is more than an allegory for the possibility that you could be better. Because if verse 17 is real, then the resurrection was a real event that validated and qualified what the cross was doing, taking the cross from beyond a mere allegory or a mere metaphor and accelerating it at light speed into coupling it with resurrection. And making those events, the Passion Weekend events, the thing that takes away the sin of the world. This is big. No room here for the cross to just be an example and the resurrection to just be a hope. Because if Christ doesn't come back from the dead, you're still in your sins. And the reason you're still in your sins is because God didn't see fit to raise Jesus up as having been the perfect sacrifice for justification. Romans 4:25, Paul says, Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses and raised because of our justification. What I believe he means is Jesus went to the cross in place of sin, as sin, and then having so perfectly laid down his life for sin, it was just that God raised him from the dead. God would have been unjust in leaving him in the tomb. So Paul says, if Christ didn't come out of the tomb, your sins are still unaccounted for. Man, the resurrection's a big deal. We're going to keep talking about that in a couple of days. Tomorrow's Long Form Friday. I'll tell you about it when we get started. See you then. God bless.